Alright, so I'm in the studio in the soundproof room built by Whisper Room that I bought back in 2019 to create our studio space in Old Town Alexandria. Let me tell you that story. Welcome to the Simon Remix. Stories, meditations, and conversations from the crossroads of industry and artistry. So I'm sitting in the booth that we built when we moved into our office space studio in Old Town Alexandria. That was really a great dream, a great project, great expectations happening at that time. It all started in a podcasting conference here in DC. I went there with Hector Rodriguez, the founder of Technology Group. This podcast conference with great people, great speakers, great content, didn't have any place that you could actually record something for a podcast. You know, co-working spaces now have great amenities, you know, coffee, internet, a desk, but you have that at home. Why don't co-working spaces have media production facilities that create those social media objects that businesses need in this day and age? So we said, you know, we have enough gear between the two of us to build the studio. Why don't we move into a place like this and see what happens? So we did a research, found this place with great location, great prices, great facilities, great people, and a great network, you know, office buildings around the country. And I could sing the praises of Expansive, but they're not paying me for this, so I'll just leave it at that. But they are really, really, really cool people, a really great company. I'm happy to be part of the family. It's been a place of great memories. We've had audiobooks recorded here, podcasts recorded here. We've had a fire alarm go off in the hall, something blaring and super loud. And my host, who was in the booth, in a live show, kept looking at us, walking around, running around, trying to quiet the noise. And he was like, what's going on? Like, what are you guys talking about? So this is praise for Whisper Room. The frequencies of the fire alarm barely got into the recording. I was looking for them in the audio after the fact, and really I couldn't find anything that really needed a lot of work. You know, I heard a little bit of it at the end of a sentence, but it was so muffled by the sound booth. So, you know, it's a great tool. But yes, we've had great fun in here, made some great projects. It's been worth the investment. It's been worth the relationships we have made, having this space, daring to think outside the box and try things. It's been a win overall. Soon after we started in here, it's November 2019, there were rumors of this new disease going around the world. They were calling it COVID. Of course, our project would be affected. You know, we were investing in a common space. And all of a sudden, common space became a place to avoid, a place you couldn't go to unless you really, really had to, and you had to take the precautions of masks. And there was no vaccine back then. So the business idea kind of changed. Although this place was built for creativity, and it became a place for creativity, a place where we could isolate. But the idea that people were going to come in and and use the space, or we would share the space with lots of other people, was not where the business was going. And actually, the whole industry had to rethink common space. And common space businesses were really affected by the pandemic. Restaurants, co-working spaces, office buildings. This might be the last episode we record in this space. I've decided not to continue renting this office space, so we're closing the studio, which is a little bit sad, but it's also a business decision that I hope to be doing as a seasoned businessman. They say that investors don't really respect you unless you've had some failures under your belt. And this might be one of them. I don't know if I want to call it a failure, but in media production, I've seen a lot of efforts of, talent, producers, journalists, to save a show, to sell it to somebody, to get it sponsored. And that is really trying to find the problem for your solution. There is a lot of that in media. And it's backwards, If you study design thinking, the recommendations of design thinking are to start with the people, start with the problem. I was just reading a book by David Rogers that suggests that we fall in love with the problem, not with the solution. So I think this is me saying I'm going to stop trying to find the problem for my solution, and I'm going to let Cimer go to rest and resurrect as a business that is in love with the problem, that is in love with the people. So we will find those people, we will find those issues that we really want to work with, and create solutions for that, whatever they are. But as far as this place, this might be the last recording that we do here, so I wanted to take the time and come in and say these words in this mic, in this space, from this place, because it's so meaningful. And it has been so meaningful for so many years, more than 4 years. And it's been a great ride through the pandemic, through some great discoveries and changes in my life. Hopefully it's a death and resurrection that means something good. If you have made it this long, it probably means that you vibrate in the same frequencies that I do. So thank you. But I do have a warning. These conversations might get philosophical and psychological and even religious and spiritual at times. They might come at you in Spanish, English, or Spanglish. Maybe a little Italian. Non lo so. So, thank you for listening, and you've been warned.
The Cimer Remix is a production of Cimer.co. Find out more at Cimer.co. That's Cimer.co. And if you like what you hear and are interested in working with us, please reach out through email at info@cimer.co.